it's not, hey, I got the greatest bank of all time that's going to finance my deal. It's my behavior. It's how I can negotiate the deal, how I can find the deal, how I'm going to syndicate the deal, how I'm going to wholesale the deal, how I'm going to flip the deal, whatever it is. It's my behavior is where the money is made.
First, a quick word from our best ever partner, PropStream. PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties in seconds, nationwide or specific to any zip code. You can skip trace owner information, find cash buyers specific to an area, and find other investors to potentially partner with or fund your deals. PropStream provides you the comprehensive data and market insight you need to be at the top of your real estate game. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail. Even if you're not in real estate, PropStream can help you locate high net worth individuals to invest in your non-real estate business, or if you are in real estate, then you can find them to invest in your real estate business. You can use this tool to find people who have millions of dollars in equity in their homes, and you can reach out to them via email, telephone, or snail mail. This is the perfect real estate investing tool for wholesalers and real estate agents, real estate investors, and entrepreneurs. I love how easy the PropStream website is to use. With a few clicks, you can review comps in the area or estimate rehab costs prior to purchasing a property. Act now to take advantage of the plethora of properties that have and will continue to hit the market during this time. And best ever listeners, do you know we got something special for you? You're going to receive a free 7-day all-access trial to experience all the features this powerful tool has, and you'll experience it firsthand. Just go to your7dayfreetrial.com. That's YOUR, the number 7dayfreetrial.com. Get started with this, get your 7-day free trial, and start growing your business even more so than you have been. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast where we only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. First off, hope you're having a best ever Sunday. And because today's Sunday, well, we got a special segment for you called Skill Set Sunday. And today we're going to be talking about infinite banking and how to use that to buy more real estate. And today's guest is an expert on infinite banking, and he uses it to buy more real estate. So makes sense for him to talk about it. How you doing, Jim Oliver?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on the show, bud.
Hey, my pleasure, and looking forward to our conversation. So a little bit about Jim. He's the founder of a wealth coaching company called Create Tailwind, and he founded Create Tailwind in 1988 and focuses on infinite banking. Today, Create Tailwind is a multifamily location, nationally recognized firm that helps thousands of people and businesses create their own wealth and be their own bank. So if you want to just give a quick refresher for anyone who hasn't heard about infinite banking and hasn't heard other conversations we've had on this show, just a quick refresher on what it is, but then let's get into how we can use it to buy more real estate.
Absolutely. So infinite banking really started as a way to take over your debt, kind of your cars, maybe your taxes, vacations, things like that, and stop paying other entities interest and really getting money to flow back to you instead of money to flow away from you. You know, Nelson Nash, in his book that's kind of the textbook on infinite banking, it's called Becoming Your Own Banker. He says, if some authoritative power distributed all the money in the world equally among all the people in the world, within 10 years' time, 97% of all that money would be under the control of 3% of the people. And really, Joe, the reason is that money flows away from us and we don't do anything to get money to flow back to us. And infinite banking is pretty simple. You write checks to you instead of the bank and you take over the banking function in your life. Now, that's the basics of...
So those are the benefits of it and kind of how it works, but what is it exactly?
Okay. So you have this very specifically designed insurance contract, and it's not the kind of insurance contract that your normal insurance agent would sell for death benefit or to leave the money in there and accumulate it over 20, 30, whatever number of years. It's the way banks and corporations design life insurance. And so it's cash heavy, right? It's the highest cash, lowest death benefit, and still be considered under the IRS regulations as life insurance. So you have this insurance contract. Then because you have this insurance contract with a mutual insurance company, you have a contractual right to collateralize up to 100% of that, and you get to use the insurance company's money. So if you think about this sitting in a tax shelter, growing tax deferred, eventually tax free, if you do it right. And because you have this account, the insurance company has to give you some of their dollars. By the way, Joe, what I just told you, 95% of life insurance agents don't understand that. They think when you take a loan from your insurance policy, your money leaves the account. Your money doesn't leave the account. So now you have uninterrupted compounding. So you have this money sitting in this money pool. Just think of it that way, right?
Yep.
Depending on your paradigm of insurance. So just think of it as a money pool. This other entity, this financial institution, this insurance company has to give you an interest-only loan. They can't convert the loan. They can't make you pay payments, anything else. And now you get to go put that money. You have control. Now you put it in use, whether that's buying an asset or paying off a debt, then that money is now in motion, right? The cash flow of that investment comes back through your banking system. Any principal paid back to the insurance company reduces the lien, which allows you to do what? Borrow against it again, mm-hmm. collateralize it again, and go buy more real estate. So that's what I use it for, is to keep on keeping that money in motion. And the faster that it moves, it creates what we call velocity of money, right? Kind of like what a bank does.
Mm-hmm. And why is that important?
Well, because think about what a bank does with your, let's say you had a $300,000 mortgage at 5%, and your payment is a little bit over $1,600 on that loan. What does the bank do with that $1,600 when you pay them every month? They loan it out again.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, right? So by doing that, if you took that original $300,000 loan at 5% for 360 months, and you just loaned it out one more time, Joe, for the duration of that loan, so the first loan would be for the full 30 years, and then all the way down to the last payment is only for 30 days. If you just loaned it out one more time under the same parameter, so the same 30-year AM, 5%, every time you loaned it out was the same, and for that duration, you'd make over $1 million on that $300,000 loan. Now, we all know just on a 30-year mortgage, you're going to pay in about almost double at 5%, right? Mm-hmm. But they're going to make more than $1 million on that $300,000 loan by loaning it out over and over and over again. So we can create velocity of money just like that bank does by every time that we flow our cash flows back into our banking system. We pay, we have windfalls, and those windfalls go back into our banking system, and we loan it out again over and over and over. Now, remember, our money never went anywhere. So it's sitting in there earning uninterrupted compounding every single day. Guaranteed, it cannot lose money. It can't be zero.
And guaranteed is a watch out word usually in our industry, but in this case, describe why you're saying that.
Because the whole life insurance contract, it has two projections when you see it. It has the guaranteed cash value, okay? And that guaranteed cash value is at a 4% gross. And there's a whole long story to how they came up with that, Joe, and they're not going to go in there and change it because they'd have to go before Congress again. So they have a 4% guarantee in there, and then they have a dividend, and the dividend is really a return of premium. So right now, companies are paying between 5 and 6% with the dividend and the guarantee combined. So your money is sitting in there. And so when you buy other types of insurance, they'll give you a projected rate. But with whole life, they give you a guaranteed illustration and then a current market conditions. Now, current market conditions today are pretty low. Dividends have been as high as 7, 9, in that range over time. So to be in that 5 to 6 range, we're showing some really conservative numbers, but we could always just go back to the guarantee. And infinite banking is about the process of acting like your own bank, not the product. And a lot of things that I see on YouTube and on some ClickFunnels types of marketing is all about the product. Mm-hmm. But it's your behavior. It's just like in real estate investing. I'm sure that you would agree. It's not, hey, I got the greatest bank of all time that's going to finance my deal. It's my behavior. It's how I can negotiate the deal, how I can find the deal, how I'm going to syndicate the deal, how I'm going to wholesale the deal, how I'm going to flip the deal, whatever it is. It's my behavior is where the money is made.
Mm-hmm. So walk us through a case study that you maybe have in your own portfolio that you've used this for.
Okay, so I'll use it for a really easy one. I mean, it was a home run, so that's why I like to tell this story. But we all have our home run stories. So I bought a company from a much larger company. It was a forward and reverse logistics company. And I bought it in August of the year that I bought it, August 1st. And I bought the company for a little bit over $3 million, but I only had to come up with $75,000 out of pocket. Well, with logistics, and we were refurbishing electronics, Christmas season is the best season. So I was buying it at a good time because we were coming into the busy season. We had such a good 4 or 5 months there that I actually had a $400,000 distribution at the end of the year. Okay. So took the $400,000, I paid back the $75,000. So then I asked people, so how much money did I have in the business? And they say $75,000. No, I only had interest on $75,000 for 4 or 5 months.
Because you bought it with your policy?
Because I bought it with the policy and I used the insurance company's money to buy the business, not mine. Mine stayed in the policy. So when you think about buying real estate, it's the same thing. Mm. I bought this little house in Naples Park that was $192,000 using my insurance money. And I could have leveraged the bank's money too. I just didn't need to at that time. And then 11 months later, I sold it for $338,000. That was a great time. It was 2011. The prices were going back up. It was great timing. But my point to that is I could move really fast. I paid cash. And I didn't buy it with my money. Mm-hmm. So what was my rate of return on that? I just had the interest in it for 11 months.
That's a good way to look at it. I hadn't thought about it in that exact way. Because as you said, say you have a $100,000 policy and you have access to $95,000 of it. When you borrow against it, as you've said multiple times today, your $95,000 is still earning that interest and you're simply borrowing against it, but your original $95,000, even if you borrow $95,000, your original $95,000 is still making that interest as though you still had it in there, which it is. So you're just paying the interest on that. When does it make sense not to pay back that interest and just keep on borrowing off of that original amount, if at all?
That's a great question. And here's the analogy I'll give you for that question. Let's say I would loan you $100 million. And the only thing that you had to do, Joe, is that in 1 year, you had to pay me $5 million of interest. First of all, would you take the loan?
You'd loan me $100 million and in 1 year, 5% interest?
Yes. Yeah. You don't have to pay me a dollar, but in 1 year, you got to pay me $5 million of interest.
Yeah, I think I could make that work.
Right. So let's just play along. So what if you took that $100 million and then you leveraged the bank's money and you went and bought $500 million worth of real estate, mm-hmm. right? And let's yep. just say it netted you 5% for that year. So you and I get together. I assume you're buying me lunch because you're going to write me a check for $5 million and yeah. you're going to keep 20. And I say, well, do you want to pay any of that principal back? And you go, nah, I think I'm good. I'll see you next year. So the scenario where if my money is out there moving fast enough, I might not pay back the loan. Mm-hmm. And it's okay because I get to use somebody else's money to go build my wealth. And my money is in a tax shelter. Now, think about this, Joe. When I start to take that money out, Now, I don't like to use the word retirement because I don't think any of the people that listen to your show are trying to build a retirement fund. They're trying to build passive income, right? But when I want to start taking any distributions from this insurance contract, if I do want to start taking them, is it's tax-free because I'm going to withdraw the basis and then I'm going to borrow the money out because my dividends are going to be growing at that time faster than any interest payments would. So if that was all the money I had, I wouldn't have to file a tax return. But the people listening to this show are even smarter than that because they're going to have real estate, which depreciates. So they're going to depreciate their real estate and they don't have to pay tax on those distributions from the insurance contract.
When would it make sense not to use that money to buy something that would cash flow? So for example, I'll use my own policy. I've got $100,000 policy with this infinite banking, and I think I have like $95K available. I haven't touched it just because it's kind of a hassle. I don't need to, but am I missing out on the main benefit of this by not doing it?
Even if you paid your taxes, even if you bought your cars, even if you did anything like that, but the next real estate deal that you do, what I would do is I would take a loan for part of that because you're increasing your rate of return because you're not going to use your cash and wealth has to reside somewhere. So if you could buy more real estate, if you could take that 95 and let's say you could buy a $450,000 property, right? Mm-hmm. And leverage the bank's money. I'm not saying don't leverage the bank's money. Just don't let them control the banking function. Now you have $450,000 worth of real estate cash flowing. Let that cash flow back into your insurance contract until you have another opportunity and then just keep doing it. But if you wanted to use it for taxes or you wanted to use it for vacations or anything else, that's what I would do because when you pay cash, you have lost opportunity cost. And interrupting your compounding, that creates lost opportunity cost. And since you can borrow the insurance company's money, interest only, while your money grows inside of a tax shelter, you eliminate lost opportunity cost. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you do is how many things, if you use it for real estate, then you could deduct the interest that you're paying. By the way, I'm not giving you tax advice, but I'm saying your CPA could confirm for you that you could deduct that interest that you're paying to the insurance company. Because again, it's not your money that you're borrowing, remember, it's the mm-hmm. insurance company's money. So just like any other financial institution, you could deduct that interest, but the money that you're earning is growing tax-free. So how many things in your life, Joe, do you get to deduct the money that you're paying off your taxes, but the money you're earning, you don't have to pay tax on? Not very many, right?
Yeah, good stuff. Jim, I enjoyed our conversation and appreciate you giving some of these examples that really brought it to life. The business example resonated with me in particular. So how can the Best Ever listeners learn more about what you're doing in your company?
Just simply go to createtailwind.com. We've got some free resources on there. We've got our podcast called Breakaway Wealth. There's episodes on there. There's free articles on there. If anybody sends me an email at jimoliver@createtailwind.com, I'll send them a copy of Becoming Your Own Banker by R. Nelson Nash as our gift, Joe, yours and my gift to them. I'll send that book out to you for free. And if you want a coaching session, you can sign up for it right there on createtailwind.com.
Jim, thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe.
PropStream is an all-in-one platform that gives you the tools you need to reach more leads, book more meetings, and close more deals with less work. With PropStream, you can find vacant and off-market properties, locate potential investors, or gain invaluable market insight in seconds. PropStream also features state-of-the-art marketing tools that allow you to send out direct mail postcards and ringless voicemail, which will help you close more deals with less stress. Visit your7dayfreetrial.com to start your free trial and experience all the amazing features PropStream has to offer. That's your7dayfreetrial.com. Are you serious about taking the first step in the gateway to financial freedom? Then join Jake and Gino on a four-week course that will teach you how to become a multifamily real estate investor. go to jakeandgino.com. That's JAKEANDGINO.com.